guys, here is Karina from Eco Fitness coming to you from my car in Galway, sitting in the car outside my parents' house. It is Friday evening, the 23rd of February, 2024. I'm after driving from Dublin straight to Gort to recce the single and ready to mingle walk in Coole Park. Spent the last 3 hours there walking around, making sure everything was okay, health and safety, what route we were taking, all that jazz. Drove down home, picked up my daughter, went back up to Aldi, bought loads of bottles of water, Haribo sweets and all that crack for tomorrow because, you know, we like to keep people hydrated and all that. And I said, I'll record the podcast on better communication style skills for not only dating, but also business, guys, because I'll tell you a story now in a few minutes. And this is not how you do communication when you're trying to build relationships with people, right? But first of all, let me tell you about my home house. My father's cracked. So we have a bungalow and there's downlighters along the front of the bungalow, right? And when I was coming down, they're blue. It's dark now, like we were coming down the road and it's like a spaceship. I said to my daughter, I feel like I'm pulling into a spaceship. The blue downlighters, he's hilarious. Anyway, sure, whatever keeps him happy. He's like a big child. Now, let me tell you a story, guys. I said I would record a podcast on better communication skills. Not that I'm a huge expert in it or anything like that, but I do see and hear things when I'm out and about in business meetings with myself and what I learn myself and watching the Single and Ready to Mingle crew mingling and all that jazz. And even myself, I had very poor communication up until a few years ago, and that's something I had to work on. I went and I did a public speaking course, and I'm constantly trying to work on my communication. And like we fall into habits when it comes to communication, certain environments, we fall into certain habits where we go back to old ways. It's always going to be there. If you'd poor communication at some point, it's always going to click back in at some stage and get triggered by an environment, a situation, a person, a personality, or a tone of a voice. And then you just plummet back and catapult back to that time in your life when your communication was poor until you snap yourself out of it. It happens as all, right? But practice is key. And practice does not make things perfect, because nothing is ever perfect. But practice makes things more manageable and easier, right? So let me tell you a story first, right? First of all, when it comes to business. So now that things have really taken off for Eco Fitness, obviously I'm in the face of a lot more people and I get contacted by a lot more businesses looking to do business with me or wanting to collab or wanting to sell me stuff, right? So, for instance, I got an Instagram message this week from a restaurant or a cafe in town in Dublin City. No followers, no nothing. A new account set up saying that they were the head chef of this cafe and would I be interested in bringing my Single and Ready to Mingle events in there. And I was like, who is this person? Like Babs, they called themselves, B-A-B-S. No followers, nothing. Just literally set up the account. I saw you in the Irish Mirror or something like that. I was like, no, in my own head. So I kindly wrote back and said, hey, how's it going? I have a lot of collabs coming up in the next few months and over the next 12 months, which I do. I said, but happy to, if you want, send me an email of your proposal or what you're suggesting. Here's my email address. Lads, that's not how you build relationships with people, especially people that you potentially want to do business with and who I will potentially be bringing business to your company. No, that's not how you do it. Like at the end of the day, Eco Fitness has a reputation with the people that I'm bringing to anywhere. And I have to make sure that, you know, it's going to suit the brand. It's going to suit the people I'm bringing, the people that are trusted in Eco Fitness. No, that's not how you do it. And another one, right? I got a phone call from a guy in the UK who got my number through another networking channel that I'm on business, right? And he was so rude down the phone. Hi, I'm ringing some such company. I see that you're into fitness. Do you know, this is my product. I think your members would like it. I said, look, if you want to send me an email, I'll have a look and see. Like, do you know, I've no problem. And if I think I can help you in any way, or if I think that it might not suit my business, but it might suit somebody else's business, like I would class myself as a kind of a good connector once I know that I can connect the right people together. I'm just not going to give a referral just for the sake of it. Or I'm not going to refer somebody to somebody just for the sake of it, because that's not how you do things. Anyway, I kindly said, listen, send me an email, send me your stuff. And I genuinely would look at it like, and I would genuinely would say, that doesn't suit me, but that might suit Mary or somebody else. And I'll pass on the referral and do an introduction, right? If I think it won't suit somebody, I would say, listen, thanks for the email. I'll keep you in mind if when I'm chit-chatting to people. And if it pops up and I think it'll be good referral or people need it, great. Well, he wouldn't get off the phone. And he was like, well, Monday, let's have a chat Monday. And I said, listen, can I have a look at the email first and then get back to you? I will get back to you. No, I'm busy too, you know. This is what he said to me. I'm busy too, you know. I know you're busy, but I'm busy too. And I'm taking time out of my day Monday to put you in the diary. And I was like, hold on a minute here now. I didn't know who you were 5 minutes ago. I was like, what? But anyway, I put him in the diary for 11 o'clock. I said, listen, Monday's my admin day. Monday's my day to catch up on the business and to do all my paperwork and blah, blah, blah. Can I let you know after I see the email? I'm putting you in the diary now because I'm super busy as well, he said. I said, Graham, put me in for 11 o'clock. And I was thinking to myself, if I'm around, if I'm not, I'm not going to break my bum trying to answer a phone call in the middle of doing something else. And I didn't answer the phone call. And he sent a voicemail. And I sent him an email saying that I had a look and that at the moment I'm okay because we have a nutritionist that we check in with when we need to. And thanks. And if I know of a referral, I'll no problem passing you on. Good luck. And then another lady, right? I know this is a roundabout story now, but I'm just letting you know what not to do, right? And you can transfer this over to relationships as well and building relationships with people, either for friendship or romance, right? Well, I've been getting the same phone call and the same email for the last 6 weeks trying to get me to sign up to their ticketing platform, right? And I've said to her already, look, thanks for the information, but I just don't have the headspace right now. I'm happy with the platform I'm using. I'm building the business. I have other systems I need to build. Thank you. I have the information and I'll have a look at it. And if I think it'll suit, I'll sign up myself. I'm grand. I don't need any help in a nice way. Well, she was messaging and messaging and messaging and ringing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Until, like, I was like, why am I even entertaining this? This is madness. And I was just being nice to the girl. So at the end, anyway, sent an email saying, listen, can we halt communication? I'm happy with what you've given me. I don't want any more correspondence with you. I don't want to waste your time. I'll sign up if I think it's for me. Thank you. All the best, Karina. Do you know? And that was the end of that. But guys, that is not how you do any sort of building relationships. And that was business. How annoying is that? Like, and transfer that over to dating online, right? When you get people coming into your inbox, messaging you without building a relationship or without asking you at least, how are you? And pushing and pushing and pushing. There's nothing more unattractive, whether it's business or whether it's personal, for somebody to be that annoying. It's not an attractive look and it's a put off and it's not the right style of communication from my personal stance anyway. So the giver's gain is what they say in my business network meeting anyway, is just help people as much as you can. And especially in business, like, see, can you help somebody or give them a tip rather than looking to see what you can get off them? That's not how you do business. And I was told that the bigger you get, the more people that will come into your atmosphere trying to get a bit of it. And I'm like, hold on a minute here now. And this is Pete when it comes to relationships as well, guys. I have spent the last 5 years building up Eco Fitness and I'm only at the tipping point of it yet. And there's no way I am going to let everyone and anyone into the brand if I don't think it's good for the brand. And I even said the last day to someone, one of the girls, actually, Emer, who traveled from Galway up to Bingo Loco. She's one of the solo crew. And she was there, oh, Karina, have you not been dating anybody since? I said, no, I tell you what, I'm not ever interested in meeting anybody on my events because it's just not good for my brand. I don't want people to think that I'm setting things up just so I can get the pick of the crop myself. It's not what I'm doing. And I don't want people to get the wrong opinion and I don't want people to get the wrong assumptions. So I'm just not going to bother. If I really want to meet somebody myself, I'll go to other avenues and I'll go off whatever other events myself that other people are running or whatever. But at the moment, I'm not willing to let anything tarnish the brand because I've built up. I took so long and I'm so passionate about it. That's how passionate I am about it, that I'm not willing to let anything ruin the brand. Well, that I can anyway. So when it comes to relationships, guys, it's the exact same, right? So let's just say somebody has worked really hard on themselves for a few years, like myself. I'm still a work in progress, but I've worked really hard on my emotions, my thinking, my acting, my awareness. And sometimes I get lost and I get pulled back again. And like, we're only human at the end of the day, but I'm always working really hard on myself. And there is people out there like me that are trying, and they're trying to do better, and they're trying to act better and do better for themselves and others. We're trying, and we're not willing to open the floodgates and let every Tom, Dick and Harry into our space, our energy space, because we've worked bloody hard to have peace. Does that make sense? So let's just say I'm out and about and somebody's really direct and really kind of annoyingly direct, right? For me, that's not really a good turn on, really, if I'm totally honest. Because it gets to the stage, I'm 41 now, it gets to the stage where friendship is really important. Number one, I've discovered that about myself. And it's nice to be able to build friendships with people, build out the friendships through people. Let's just say, for instance, I was going on a walk, like my single and ready to mingle walks, right? And let's just say there's 20 males and 20 females, which there is over 35 and under 35, there's 10 and 10. So now I'm 41 and I have a chance to talk to 20 guys. I'm looking, when I'm talking, okay, there might be a spark. If there was a spark, you'd probably act on it, go for a coffee and all that jazz. But right now, what I'm looking at, what I'm seeing is, it's actually more important to build groups of like-minded people and build out your friendship group. And then it's like, statistics do say that people generally meet people through people, or through a recommendation, or through, oh, do you know what, David sound, you know, or Martin sound, and you know, you and Martin might hit it off, and if you don't, you don't. Do you know, that kind of way. But it's so important to build relationships first. Let me give you an example. So I've been doing these events now since last June, but I've been working with the public, like, Jesus, since I was 17, 18, younger, 12, first job in a kitchen. But like, working with the public, and you've kind of get a fair idea of what people like and what they don't like, and how to act and how not to act, and what levels, who you're talking to, of what level to be at when you're talking to a certain person and a personality. And I suppose when you're working with the public for so long, you're able to flip from level to level depending on who you're talking to. Do you know, I can be really country, but I can also be really professional as well at the same time. And it's learning how to switch. You're not altering your personality, but you're just learning how to meet somebody at their level. So you're not there going, well, I'm better than you. Do you know, that kind of way? So I'm doing these since last June, really, with large groups of people. And we're all in a WhatsApp group, which is going to be, I know I'm saying this since January and it's February now, which we will be getting rid of the WhatsApp group and everyone will be going on to our community app. But time is the thing, but we'll get there. And so we've a lovely little community built up. But what I'm noticing is, we were about three weeks ago, my kids were going to be gone away with their dad for the weekend. And I was like, if I stay at home by myself, I'm going to work, or else I'm going to do DIY. And I actually need time off to have a bit of crack. So I put up in the WhatsApp group, hey guys, Saturday, whatever date it was, the 17th of January, who's around? Who wants to go on a cycle to Phoenix Park? That's an organised gig. Who wants to go to Bingo Loco? That's a gig that's already organised that we can jump in on. 15 signed up for the cycle, 13 showed up on the day, and over 20 people, definitely over 20 people signed up for Bingo Loco, and we all went to Bingo Loco that night. The only two people I knew there was Barbara and Eleanor. And I know Barbara for the last 7 years, from, she met her at my boot camp that I was teaching, and Eleanor since last January, because she's a client who came to me last January and she's still a fitness member. Everybody else we met through the solo events, and there was different dynamics, different personalities. People came from Galway, Meath, Wicklow, Wexford, Kildare, Athlone, Cavan, Carlow. People came all over the place who met on Eco Fitness Single and Ready to Mingle events, right? There was one couple there that were going out. They met on the walks, so they were going out. But I definitely know a few people there were dating each other or went on a few dates. Now, when I say went on a few dates, I don't mean let's have a shift date, let's kiss, or let's smother all over each other, right? As they say in Galway, oh, that was a smothery kiss. There was none of that. They actually went on coffee dates, maybe two or three times to see was there any spark, and there wasn't. And they were able to communicate that correctly and go, listen, you know, there was nothing there, but look, happy to still hang around. And they're all still hanging around in groups. And what I know, what they were telling me was, because I'm not hanging around with them all the time, but what they're telling me is they're all mixing within each other's friends groups. And that's the key, lads, to building relationships. That let's just say I was on one of my walks and I met Colin, Martin and John, went on three dates with them all, coffee dates, and decided, you know what, lads, there's no real spark there, but you know, you're sound and we're going to be meeting each other again. But I'm happy to meet you on the walks, or listen, if you're going out or whatever, you're going to this or that concert, which these people, this group have been doing. They've been going on hikes together, concerts, different things, and swapping in and out of friends groups. And that's what I mean about building relationships and building out your community. It starts with a seed by our walks, and then the seed's planted, and next thing before you know it, everybody's mixing with everybody's friends because they're all like-minded people and they're sound. Now, that just doesn't happen by chance. That happens because people go on coffee dates, meet, and I encourage that when we're talking and during my events. I encourage that, listen, lads, this is not a farmyard. Just because you're at the mart. Now, I'm not saying that anybody's a cow or a sheep or we're selling or anything like that, right? But let's just say we're at the mart and the farmer's like, well, these are my 20 cows here now and I'm going to stamp them all and they're mine forevermore, even though if someone buys them, the stamp is on them. Just because you went on a coffee date with somebody doesn't mean that they're yours. They're not. It's a free world. Anybody that I've dated in the past, including my ex-husband, I don't own him. I don't own the rights to him. Just because I slept with him or I was with him, I don't own the rights to him. And he doesn't own the rights to me. We're all individual people looking for that one special person that we know that we can spend the rest of our lives with. And I actually think the best way to start that is by friendships. And that's what I encourage. And if there's nothing romantic there and you get on with that person, that doesn't mean say you can't stop hanging around with them. And like, okay, you might have fancied that person, they might have said, oh, listen, I don't think this is working out. And you may still be hanging around in the friends group and you may get a little bit jealous. But that's up to you to kind of work on your jealousy and go, hold on a minute here now. It's to reframe it. Reframe the jealousy because something got triggered in you from the past. It's rejection, obviously. And that rejection probably could be stemming from your childhood. It could be stemming from rejection from a parent, rejection from a friend, or rejection from an ex. Whatever. Try trace it back yourself to figure out why you're feeling this way and why you're jealous and try figure it out. And generally it comes from rejection and not feeling good enough yourself from past situations. But it's to reframe it and go, well, hold on a minute now. They're not my person, but I do like their company. So I'm happy to stay in their company and hopefully, you know, and be happy for them that they're happy. And I'd be happy that I'm still in the friends group and they'll introduce me to loads of other people. Happy days. There you go. It's to reframe it and just keep saying, they're not my person. If they were, we'd be together. Do you know that kind of way? So, and wish them all the love and the luck in the world and let them off and let them go. Do you know? So that's the crack, lads. And you can't be with everybody that you date. Like, you just can't. And I always say to people, cut the cords. Me and a client were talking the last day. Oh my God, he's great crack. This client that got introduced to me through another person. We have the best of crack. So I've definitely met a friend in this guy. 100%. We have the absolute crack when we're training fitness one-to-one. I'm personal training him and kind of we're mentoring each other now at this stage. And like, he was like, surely, he goes, you must have been in love at some stage, Karina, because you're not looking. And I said, no, I haven't actually. And I know this is so bad. Sorry, my ex-husband, if you're listening. like, sorry, but you know the crack. We were very young when we got together. I said, no, actually, I don't. And he goes, you must have, or otherwise you'd be looking for it. And I was there, oh, gosh, I actually was. I was like, I actually was. And I totally forgot about that because I did so much cutting of the energy and cords. And I was happy to let that person go. And that took a lot of work, like holistic wise, cutting cords in my head and different things like that and energy cords and try reframing it. And I said, oh, gosh, I actually was. I said, isn't that mad now how I forgot that? Because I did so much work, energy, like cutting the energy cords in my head and doing a lot of meditating and a lot of letting them go. And he was there now, didn't I tell you? And I said, maybe you should cut the cords there now yourself. And I told him, I showed him how to do it and I sent him on a few things. So basically I was showed by a few holistic therapists before how to cut the cords. Basically, you're lying down in a quiet space or sitting down and you imagine that there's an energy field connected to you and them, like an energy cord, and that you're like doing this kind of little mantra going, your energy doesn't serve me anymore. Thanks for the time that we had. And imagine you're cutting the energy cord from you and hand them the energy cord back like it would be a cable that you plug in. Hand them the back and let them go and set them free. Because by you letting them go and setting them free, you're actually giving yourself freedom and you're giving yourself peace. So I was like delighted with myself when I actually couldn't remember who it was. I was like, oh, this is great. So long message, right? Long little podcast, 21 minutes in. I really need to stop talking. I'm going to give you a few tips and tricks now of communication style. But I just wanted to give you a few examples of, personally for me, what I don't like the hard sell when it comes to communicating. I like the how are you and the giver's gain. And what can I, not that I want people to do things for me, but just kind of like be interested in you and interested in what you're doing and interested in you and your personality rather than what they can get out of you. Do you know, people can see right through that. Like they really, really can. I can anyway, I can tell straight away that people are just trying to feed off what I have. And sometimes I'm like, well, this might work on both people's favours here. And sometimes I'm like, actually, no, you're grand. Go on. You know, so let's get to the quick tips, guys, right? Be genuine, number one. Like, be yourself. Be authentic. Like, just be yourself. And genuine conversations lead to actual meaningful conversations. And be genuinely interested. And like, if you're not interested, kind of go, Jesus, that's not my buzz now, but I'm interested to hear more. I wouldn't have thought of that, but I'm interested to hear more. And be interested. If you're not interested, go, Jesus, listen here, you're talking pure Spanish here to me. I have no idea. And maybe, can you elaborate a bit more? Do you know that kind of way? But just don't sit there and go, yeah. Like, that's like, you might as well just be upfront and be authentic and go, listen, it's not really my buzz, this kind of topic, like, but, and start getting interest about it. If not, maybe can you steer the conversation a different way? But listen actively, that kind of ties into listen actively. Like, pay attention to what the other person is saying. Show an interest, make eye contact, nod. Like, if you're standing side by side, turn to them a little bit. Like, especially on our walks, we're standing side by side. Excuse me, turn to them, listen to them. Be genuinely interested, guys. Even if you have no interest in them, try be a little bit remotely interested anyway. And don't be making them feel bad sitting across from the other side of the table or feeling bad beside you. People genuinely made an effort to come and talk to you, if not you directly, to the other people there as well. And they're genuinely going to give you space and time. So listen. It doesn't cost much to listen. And the next one is ask open-ended questions. Rather than just going yes or no. But sure, there's no conversation in that. Like, ask open-ended questions to encourage the conversation to flow naturally and allow deeper conversations to happen. And instead of saying yes or no, try ask questions that prompt the person you're talking to share more about the conversations or about themselves. Like listen. And the only way you'll be able to kind of come up with a question is listen. Like, if you're zoned out, you're not listening. And you're just going to go, yeah, no. And you're going to be boring. Try be a little bit interesting. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're not interested, try have the laugh and a bit of crack anyway. Share stories and experiences. So let's just say you're on a certain topic. See, can rather than butt in, right? Because I would have had a really bad issue with that. And sometimes it happens and I have to pull myself back and I say, listen, Jesus, I'm really sorry. I butted in there. Go on, continue. It's a really bad habit. I'm trying to break. I'm like, I genuinely go, sorry about that. Like, listen. And by listening then, you'll be able to kind of go, oh yeah. Or if you really want to say something to forget, just say, listen, sorry to interrupt you there before I forget. Just want to share this with you. But then remember what they said and go, listen now, sorry, you were on about that. Go on. Sorry about that. And go again. Do you know that kind of way? And see, can you get common interests? That's what you're looking for, common interests. And like, I'd be thinking, going, oh gosh, they're into the cinema. Maybe that might be a nice date down the line as a cinema. Or do you like coffee? Or do you like tea? Or do you like the beach? Do you like the mountains? So you're looking for potential dates and potential openers of dates down the line. And you'll only get that by listening and asking questions. Lads, this is a big one. Avoid confrontational topics. I got myself landed in this the last day. Like, I should listen to my own voice when I said something about something. And it was during a semi-private session. I was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that now. Because it kind of opened up a topic. And I was like, oh, it kind of changed the tone. And then I just changed it again. I went, oh, let's talk about something else and change the tone again. So try avoid things like politics, religion, especially in the early stages of dating, because it just might trigger something. People get really passionate about religion and really passionate about politics and really passionate about like unions and different things like that and different jobs. Just avoid it for the first while, lads, because you might just trigger something in somebody and send them off down a different path. And it's, and then they'd feel bad themselves in that they went off down this kind of mad path of anger or mad path of sadness or whatever. Do you know that kind of way? And like, genuinely, like, you know, if you're not really interested in someone and someone goes, Jesus, somebody passed away, genuinely kind of go, listen, so sorry to hear about that. Are you okay? Give them a little bit of space and then move on. You don't have to stay in the whole grieving topic for too long or anything like that. And just move on. And with that said, confrontational topics will be talking about your ex, saying how bad your ex was, saying that you're in the middle of a divorce and it's she's a B-I-T-C-H or he's a gobshite or whatever. Come here, lads. No, but we're not two anymore. You left them for a reason. You're divorcing for a reason. You're not with them for a reason. Just let it go for the moment you're talking to a new person, because guess what? You don't want to bring that shiz into the early stages of any conversation. Like, even during the single right to mingle walks, you just don't, right? It's not the time and the place. I'll tell you why. Now, I've just lost my train of thought there. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you why. It was said to me years and years and years ago, right? When, I'm not going through my whole story, you can go back and listen to it again. But I just couldn't get this, like, event out of my head from years and years and years ago when I was a kid. And I couldn't get this person out of my head, right? And every now and again, I'd get triggered and they'd show up, right? And in my head, and then I'd be triggered for a few hours or a few days, which would result in overeating, undereating, alcohol, whatever. And I remember this girl, Sinead, who was a psychotherapist at the time, said, Karina, if you wouldn't let this person rent a room in your house, why are you letting them rent free space in your head? And that hit hard. And I was like, you're right. Why should I? And from there on, that's what changed my mindset when it came to slowly decreasing that memory in my head, as if I was driving, looking straight ahead and looking back in the rearview mirror. That memory got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller on the road behind me, because that hit hard. So why would you let the emotional baggage and trauma of a past relationship enter the conversation of a potential new relationship of people you're meeting? Now, listen to that back again and off you go. There you go. Hope that helps, because that will cause, like, it'll just, the conversation will go sideways, lads. And then they'll be like, yeah, my ex did this and my ex did that. Sure, we could all write a book. Lads, we could all write a book. We could all write a book. I'm 41. And anyone that's older than me can write a bigger book with more pages. Anyone that's younger than me can still write a book, not as many pages as me, but they can still write a book, but it's not a competition. We've all been with a partner. We've all got somewhat mentally, physically, whatever, abused at some stage in our lives, be it in a job, a partnership, a friendship or whatever, we all have traumas. And that's one thing we all have in common, is that we all have some sort of traumas and we're all just looking for a bit of peace and healing. So one, put the best foot forward when you're meeting people. Like, there's people to, it's okay to kind of, when in your safe space with your safe people to talk about these things, but not somebody new. It's just not appropriate, I think anyway, that for somebody new that you just met to kind of puke everything on them. It's not fair on them either. Do you know that kind of way? So there's, save that for the people we trust, like and know, and that love us and that know us and that know that you're just having an off day and you got triggered and you're just offloading. Right, lads, pay compliments. This is something that people fall down on. I've gotten very good at it, but be genuine about it. And I genuinely do mean it when I say, oh, you got your hair done, it looks lovely. Like, I genuinely do mean that because I notice. Or that colour suits you. Or do you know what? You've such a lovely personality. I really do mean it, like, do you know what I mean? So pay compliments, but just don't say it for the crack. Look at that person, if you have something nice to say, and say, do you know what? You have a lovely personality. You're shining, you're bright, you're really warm. Do you know? And like, it doesn't cost anything. And people remember how you make them feel, lads. They remember how you make them feel. So just try and make everyone feel special, because that will come back to you in tenfolds. Be mindful of your body language. Smile, look at them, turn to them. Like, I'm very tactile, to be fair. Like, sometimes I'm a bit too tactile. I like touching people's arms and stuff like that. And like, that's just who I am. I'm not saying touch people's arms, because sometimes that could be taken up wrong. But you know, don't change, alter who you are, but just make sure you're not touching people in the wrong places. And follow up on shared interests, guys. Hobbies, all of that crack, explore them, all of that jazz. And then the next thing I would say is, guys, don't be afraid to ask for numbers. Like, during our single and ready to mingle events, like, we do give people the opportunities to hand out numbers and stuff like that. Like, if someone says no, that's okay. At least they're not going to waste your time and drag you along for a few weeks just because they're trying to get a bit of crack, or they're trying to feel a bit wanted and all that crack. And learn how to ask for a number. Be okay with rejection. I know it's hard, but just say, okay, reframe and go, okay, we're not each other's cup of tea, but you know what, we're going to meet them again at a walk. Be kind, be nice, come up with openers like, you know what, lovely meeting you, but I just didn't feel like there was any kind of like attraction there for relationship wise, but my God, I'd say we'd have great crack as friends, and we're definitely going to meet again within the walks. And I'd love to, for us to be able to have that relationship when we do meet again and go events with Eco Fitness, that there's no awkwardness, because that's what we're building. There doesn't seem to be any awkwardness with people, and anyone that does feel a bit awkward or maybe wasn't great at letting people down, they're learning from their mistakes, and including myself, do you know that kind of way? And that's all we can do, is learn, become aware of it, and reduce the collateral damage, as I call it, reduce the collateral damage, and always know that there's a human being behind that person. There's a heart, there's a soul, there's emotions, and how you treat them is going to determine how they treat the next person. Will I repeat that? How you treat them is determined how they're going to treat the next person. So treat them with respect, kindness and love, and as a person. They're a person. And how you treat them means that they're going to go on and treat somebody else the same way, and it's a domino effect. Now, that can be a positive domino effect, or it can be a real shitty negative domino effect. So make sure you are putting the best foot forward, and you're showing kindness, love and respect to that person. Come up, practice conversations in your head. Practice conversations in the car on the way to events. How are you? Opener, closers, how to ask for a number. Practice them in the car. Imagine that you're talking to them in your head. And practice. Practice is key. It's not, doesn't make perfect, but it makes things easier when you practice. If you just rock up with no game plan, lads, you're not practicing. Basically, you're practicing a 1 minute elevator pitch of who you are, what you like, what your interests are. And if you don't know what you like, sure, how are they going to know what you like? So who you are, what you like, your hobbies, your interests, the dates that you'd like to go on, all of that jazz. And when you can express that to a person, sure, you're halfway there, because then they can say, oh, I like that and I like this. If you just stand there in a conversation and nod and go, oh, yeah, and have no bloody idea of what you're going to say, you're not going to connect with people. So I hope that podcast helps you now, lads. And I hope it does. So there you go. It's transferred over. Like, guys, there's people out there that are experts in communication and that are experts in public speaking, and they teach courses on that and all that jazz. So if you are struggling, like, Google courses of how to communicate properly. Like, public speaking courses are great. I did one. It was brilliant, of how to communicate, start, beginning and end. It just gives you a guideline, you know, that kind of way. But definitely, guys, have an interest in people. Be genuinely nice. Be genuine. And if you're having a pissed off day, go, not feeling the best now today, but you know what? We'll stay going anyway. So at least then people don't think that you're annoyed at them. And if they go, why? Just say, ah, just having an off day. You don't need to go to the ins and outs of the details, like, or be talking badly about people or be talking badly about a client or anything like that. You're just having a bad day and that's it. And have the domino effect of putting good out to the world, guys, and treat people the way you'd like to be treated. Now, I'm going to go here now because it's 8:30 and I have to send this podcast to you guys for people coming on the walks the next 2 days. And at least this podcast is out there for people to listen back to. So, guys, you're building relationships, you're building communities, you're building safe environments, and you're putting kindness as much as you can out to the world. And, you know, be very strategic in your questions. Like, I'll give you an example. One guy said before to a girl in a walk, when's the last time you had sex? You don't ask somebody that. Let's poor communication style right there. You just don't. It's like, when was your last relationship? Oh, fair enough, grand, that's more appropriate. That's when's the last time you hopped into bed with somebody. Sure, you don't ask that. Like, it's that does not matter. Why should it matter? So yeah, like, just try, practice your communication. And if you're unsure, I'm sure there's loads of self-help books out there and all the podcasts on it. But guys, a bit of tact. When I say guys, I mean men and women. Just a bit of tact in your communication skills is all you need. And don't be afraid to take feedback, that if somebody says, Jesus, I think that was a bit inappropriate, ask them why and take the feedback and don't do it again. Do you know what I mean? So that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'd love your feedback as always. Instagram's the best place to get me. Leave a comment here on the podcast if you want as well. And apart from that, I'm your host, Karina Duffy from Eco Fitness, founder of Eco Fitness, as in the fitness, personal trainer, wellness coach, and founder of Single and Ready to Mingle events in Ireland. Over and out, guys. Chat soon.